who received him, he gave power to be children of God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how John appeared as a witness. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he not only declared, but declared quite openly, "I am not the Christ." "Well then," they asked, "are you Elijah?" "I am not," he said. "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We must take back an answer to those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself?" So John said, "I am, as Isaiah prophesied, a voice that cries in the wilderness, 'Make a straight way for the Lord.'" Now these men had been sent by the Pharisees, and they put this further question to him, "Why are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, and not Elijah, and not the prophet?" John replied, "I baptize with water, but there stands among you, unknown to you, the one who is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal strap." This happened at Bethany, on the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In that reading from the first letter of John, we can feel a great tension, because it is quite clear that the church is experiencing conflict and division within itself. And this is one of the great ironies about the writings which we call the Jeremiah writings, the Gospel, the three letters, and partly the Apocalypse. But of all the bodies of writing in the New Testament, which the other main ones are the Pauline letters and the Synoptic Gospels, this body of writings is the one that is most clear about the dignity of the church and the bond of unity between all Christians. It's here that we find the great prayer of Jesus at the Last Supper, "May they all be one. May they be one in us as I am in you and you are in me, so that the world may believe." And this powerful sense of the value of unity, how each member belongs to one another, this is where we find the words, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me, cut off from me, you can do nothing." This is the Gospel of the Good Shepherd, who knows all his sheep and calls each one by its name. The one where the shepherd has other sheep to pasture which don't belong to the flock, and he must go out after them as well. And yet, the beautiful image of the disciple, especially the embodied and beloved disciple, does not prevent this church of John from experiencing division, schism, collapse of these bonds. This is the letter which speaks to us of people going off and leaving, and the evangelist tells us they never really belonged, otherwise they could not have gone away. Even in the image of the vine, we have the image of the branches that cut themselves off from the parent plant. And here is Antichrist denying that Jesus is the Christ, the central bond between the beloved disciple and his Lord, being denied and broken by members who appear to be members of the body. And this awful experience of disaster colours and gives urgency to all these writings. The evangelist urges us, keep alive in yourselves what you were taught in the beginning. As long as you want what you were taught in the beginning is alive in you, you will live in the Son and in the Father. And so here is a teacher who is desperately anxious for us to understand the divinity of Jesus, his eternal kinship with the Father, and how important it is that we should acknowledge God in Jesus. This is the gospel where the climax of the whole work is the moment where Thomas says, "My Lord and my God," acknowledging the Son as well as the Father. And there is a cutting edge here as well, that unless you acknowledge the Son, unless you acknowledge God the Son in Jesus, you must lose the Father. And this is directed particularly at the Jews, who, if they refuse Jesus, will lose the Father who sent Jesus into the world as well. And talking to Jews theologically, it is very difficult for us, because for us, God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to talk to somebody who doesn't believe that about him makes it difficult to know if we're talking about the same God at all. And so the knowledge of judgment is very near the surface in the writings of John. And the centrality of Jesus is stressed from the very beginning of the Gospel. And John the Baptist here bears witness to him, defining himself by Jesus. "Who are you?" they said. And he said, "I am a voice crying in the wilderness, make a straight way for the Lord." And this great religious teacher, who, like all the prophets, knows that he is nothing more than a servant of the word of God in him, he will bear witness to Christ and define himself by Christ all through the first chapters of the Gospel, until he says, "I am the bridegroom's attendant.